So I want to move on now and talk a little bit about pancreatic cancer. Just Eileen, I asked if you could update a little bit. We had a paper in the JCO this year looking at FOLFIRINOX and GEM in terms of quality of life. We had the IMPACT trial that was first presented at the GI Symposium, and then Dr. Van Hoff presented at ASCO here. We wanted your take on. And then another trial looking at nab-paclitaxel and GEM as pre-op therapy. Can you comment about these papers?
Yeah, so I think this was an interesting year from pancreas cancer. It's nice to have things to talk about in a positive way. But moving to the specific abstract, so the first paper was a quality of life analysis for patients who were treated on the frontline FOLFIRINOX versus gemcitabine study. And just a reminder that all endpoints were improved and that from the oncologic perspective, improved tumor response, improved progression-free and overall survival, but at the expense of heightened toxicity, mostly GI, neurologic, and other. And so the question is, okay, people live better for longer, but what's their quality of life? And for the most part, I think this was very reassuring and sort of supports the notion that if we control the disease and people's symptom burden is addressed, that their quality of life is maintained better for longer. So that was supporting the value of FOLFIRINOX, although in certain domains, particularly in the GI area, diarrhea, as you might expect, quality of life concerns were worse for FOLFIRINOX.
So just real quick, in terms of this from a practical perspective, Rich, what are you seeing in terms of FOLFIRINOX? How are you using it, if you're using it at all? Do you think that your patients can get through it easier now than when this first came out?
So I would say it's changed my life in a positive way. and what I mean by that is that we are giving FOLFIRINOX commonly to people that are able to take it. We've modified the dosing a little bit, so we don't give bolus 5-FU, and we actually reduce the dose of irinotecan a little bit. But I've been giving it to people with reasonable performance score who opt for the more aggressive therapy, and I'm seeing good responses. You know, one of the cases I sent to you is a case of a 40-year-old woman with SMA encasing disease but no metastatic disease who was treated with it and was able to undergo a Whipple. And, you know, CA19-9 went from 200 to normal and back pain disappeared. And so all of us have been looking for the holy grail, the treatment regimen that will get our patients with locally advanced unresectable disease to resection. And this may not be the holy grail, but at least it's a step forward.